Also, number 6, all behaviour has a positive intention. Again, no matter what the behaviour is, no matter how inappropriate the behaviour may be, no matter how damaging it may be for others or for the person, no matter how destructive the behaviour may be for other people, for yourself, the intention, the highest level intention, is always positive. As in, the behaviour gets something for the person that they want, or something that they need. If it's a problem behaviour that we're working with, then this higher level positive intention is what we call the secondary gain. To enable somebody to change the behaviour, they need to find other ways of getting the intention that the behaviour serves. Otherwise, they won't be willing to change the behaviour. I have an example of that. Some friends of mine have a small son. And they also have probably a fairly impractical cream lounge carpet. And one day, the mother comes into the lounge and finds a sandcastle in the middle of the lounge carpet. Obviously, she's absolutely furious. And she shouts for her son to come into the lounge, which he does. And she points at the sandcastle and says, "Why did you do that?" To which her little son very, very, very congruently replies, "Because I love you, Mummy." Of course, what happens to all of her anger? All of her anger disappears immediately. And being trained in NLP, she realized this was her son's highest level intention. He goes inside and says, "I want my mummy to know that I love her. What am I really good at? Building sandcastles. Where can I make her a sandcastle that she's bound to see? In the middle of the lounge carpet." Which he then went ahead and did. Being trained in NLP, she actually, what we would call, reframed the behavior and said to him, "I really like it when you let me know that you love me. And an even better way of doing that than building me a sandcastle would be to come up, give me a hug, and tell me." To which he replies, "Okay, Mummy," and disappears off out into the garden, leaving Mum to clean up the mess in the lounge. He had a positive intention for the behavior. As soon as you found what the positive intention is and discovered other ways for the person to get the same positive intention, then the person would be willing to change their behavior.